Welcome to the Dentistry Speaks podcast, hosted by members of the Speaking Consulting Network. We interview leaders, meeting planners, and pioneers to help aspiring and seasoned dental speakers polish their skills and reach their potential.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast brought to you by the Speaking Consulting Network. My name is Kevin Henry. I'm honored to be the host of this podcast, and I'm also honored today to be joined by a dear friend of mine and one of the most well-known consultants out there today, and that is Deborah Engelhardt Nash. Hey, my friend, how are you?
Hey, you know, I love the fact that you, well-known could also be, you could also say one of the oldest or longest consultants. I was thinking I was doing something the other day and I was like, I have been a consultant for 38 years. I know.
And you're 39. That's amazing.
I was seven. But you know, think about the Academy of Dental Management Consultants was just celebrated their 35th anniversary. I was a founding member, president three times of that organization. SCN, came later, being a member of SCN. So, I've been around. I was around before DSOs. Yeah. I was around when bubble wrap.
I like that.
So,
you've taken all that knowledge and you've harnessed it to help so many practices out there. I know that.
I think the important thing is in our industry, as well as you know, is, you know, the great news about our industry is it's a fast, fast growing, fast changing world. And if you want to continue to be relevant and important, you have to keep up. And I mean, I think it's like even office managers who, I remember office managers who thought they knew everything there was to know and after 1 year of being in a dental practice. And today, I always see people, my friends say, Deborah, when are you going to stop doing this? I said, when I stop loving it and when I stop being relevant. Well, if I stop loving it, I probably will no longer be relevant. So they kind of go hand in hand. I still love this industry and I still love, and you know, a lot of people know that I'm married to Dr. Ross Nash, who just sold his practice and he's still teaching at the Nash Institute for Dental Learning. We still have that institution for postgraduate training and dental business school. And Ross is as excited at his age. I don't even know if he'd want me to reveal it, but at his age, he's as excited about dentistry because of technology. He's so excited about 3D and 3D printing and scanning and, you know, and what we can offer dental offices, dental practices and our patients today. So we are not octogenarians yet, but, you know, we're both in our 70s and I don't feel 70 until I look in the mirror. And then, the age of my underwear.
Well, I will tell you, being around you both, not only you all a breath of fresh air, but it's so great to pick your brain, and to kind of tap into some of that knowledge.
Well, I love helping.
And that's why I'm excited.
Yeah. I love helping my colleagues. I love helping everyone grow. And yesterday I was actually helping a young dentist. I think I found her an associate position in Florida. And she said, you're a connector.
Nice.
And I would hope that people would see me as that, is that I help others. I would hope that on my legacy, you know, it's like, yeah, she helped others. I came to serve. I think that's what I did.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm happy to serve SCN in the audience.
And that's a great legacy to have as being that connector.
Thanks.
And I'm going to transition it over because I know being a connector also means that you ask really good questions. And sometimes you've got really good answers to those questions too.
Well, I think that also the segue about being a connector is that oftentimes my colleagues will hear me say something in one of my programs and they'll say, oh my gosh, Deborah, would you mind if I use that? And I always say, I have no problem. Or in XM, sometimes consultants and speakers will say, would you send me your, you know, paperwork on or your article on? Happy to, always happy to. So there are some key phrases that I work with my clients with. I still go in office and consult. I'm speaking. So when I'm speaking to audiences and I'm speaking to clients, there's a couple of key phrases and key words, key questions I think they're important to ask. I think there was a time before you were born, Kevin, when speakers and consultants were advising practices that if a patient called and asked about prices or asked about office protocols, they were told that we don't quote price, we don't quote fees over the phone. And we just don't do that anymore. When if I were to call Dr. Henry's office and say, how much do you charge for? The last thing I want to hear is two things. I don't want to hear, I'm sorry, we don't quote fees over the phone, because it's like, okay, click, goodbye. I just lost a potential patient. Or, oh, in order to quote our fees, you're going to have to come in for a comprehensive examination, full masters, radiographs, intraoral camera, sorry, you're going to have to be probed, which sounds like outer space kinky to me. I don't even know what that means. So I think the important thing is to, for first of all, when patients call the office, when a prospect calls the office, then when they say, how much you charge for, can you tell me about insurance? The first thing we have to say is, I'd be happy to answer that question for you. So it's always, I'm happy to answer that question for you. Before I do, may I ask you a few questions? Because think about this, the patient who called the office is either shopping, but they chose you. They chose you for a reason. They chose you probably because of your website or your Google references, but they chose you and that they've already selected you. Now my responsibility is to validate they made the right decision. So the comment is, I'm happy to answer that question for you. Before I do, may I ask you a few questions? You're obviously looking for the right office. Tell me what inspired you to call us, or tell me what inspired you to choose us. Uh-huh. Some people will say, who've taken that comment that I've mentioned, and they say, tell me what inspired you to call us today? Because today, Kevin, was the day you decided to make a difference in your dental life. So what made you decide to call me today? And that's what I have to find out. So many times people say, my name is Deborah Nash. I'd like to make an appointment for a new patient exam. And the first thing we go to is, tell me about your dental insurance. Tell me what insurance do you have? And now we spend 20 minutes talking about dental coverage, dental insurance, exceptions, exclusions, benefits, allowances, deductibles. Then we wonder why the patients get bogged down with insurance. We drove them there. We took them there. So I'm happy to answer that question for you. Before I do, may I ask you a few questions? I want to make sure that we're going to meet your expectations. Tell me what inspired you to call us today. Tell me what inspired you to choose us. That's important. So if we go to the questions, I'd be happy to discuss our fees. So for me, a couple of important answers. Number one, about fees. How much do you charge for? So here's my comment I always say is, our fees are based on three things. Number one, and it's typically, may I tell you what they are? Our fees are based on three things. May I tell you what they are? Number one, the skill required to do it right. Number two, the time it takes to do it well. And number three, the materials, the laboratories, the professional team that we use so that we know your restorations will endure and be satisfactory to you. And more than satisfactory, they'll be exceptional. So we can talk about fees very easy, as opposed to say, we charge X amount of dollars for this and X amount of dollars for that, or I can't really quote you fees on the phone. Our fees are based on this, these three things. Yeah.
I love that, because I know so many dental practices, talking about money is a hard thing for them.
Yeah.
And it feels like that breaks it down very easily.
Yeah. Well, and I have all kinds of analogies about the people who, somebody would call our office. Well, my husband, again, known for cosmetic and aesthetic dentistry, and I've had the privilege of working in the office. Now I'm a consultant to the owner of the new owner of the practice. But so many times patients would call and ask about fees, or they would come in for a consultation, and our fees are based on those three things. I mean, if we talk about a bonded restoration, it takes Ross an hour to do a direct bonded, beautiful, direct bonded veneer. It takes him almost an hour per tooth. So patients will sometimes leave and go someplace for a lower fee, and then they call back, and guess what they say? Not happy.
Yeah.
They don't look right. Not the right color, not the right shape, not the right shade. And now they want us to fix it. So our fees are going to be based on the skill required to do it right and the time it takes to do it well. This is, what we do is very meticulous. It's art. So those are one of the things. I think, so that's, I get quoted for that one a lot. The other thing I get quoted for is about insurance. So when talk about insurance, whether or not you participate in insurance or don't participate in insurance, here's one of the things I think that's important for your patients to understand. Couple words. I always like to eliminate the word benefit or maximize. We want to maximize your benefits. For some people, that connotates that we're going to try and gouge your insurance company, or we're going to try and manipulate your insurance company. So I like to say we're going to help you receive the allowance that your employer has provided for you. And that's actually what that insurance is. We're going to do our very best to help you receive whatever allowance your employer has provided for you on your plan. However, we will not let any insurance company restrict us by the exceptions, limitations, or exceptions of the plan. So we will do our very best to help you receive your dental allowance as long as it doesn't compromise the standard of care based on their restrictions, limitations, or exceptions.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love
so
that.
I think it's real easy to say, we're going to do our very best. You and I spoke a little bit about this before we started this podcast. So many dental officers are now talking about, how can I minimize my involvement in insurance? How do I minimize my involvement in the insurance game? And I think part of that, I do a whole course on that. I know a lot of my colleagues do. Lois Banta does one. A lot of us talk about how we can minimize it. But I think what's important is also, insurance isn't your enemy. It's also not your friend. It just is. It is a thing. And a lot of patients have become dependent on it. We say, we're going to do our very best to help you receive what you have coming based on your plan.
Uh-huh.
However, it will not restrict our standards if there are exceptions, limitations, and restrictions that are going to compromise our standard of care. So I think that's important to learn. We started at the top of our session is if the patient calls up and says, "Do you accept my insurance plan?" Be happy to tell you how we handle insurance. Before I do, may I ask you a few questions? One of the things I might want to say, most of our patients don't come to us because of insurance involvement. They come to us because of our reputation for doing exceptional work and taking care of our patients really well. And one of the things, if I want to veer away from insurance, I might want to say, if you, being in network or if your insurance benefit or your insurance allowance is a deciding factor for you, we may not be the practice that you want. Fees is the way you are going to select your practice, we may not be the practice that you choose. But if the quality of care that you receive, if the guarantee that we offer, professional satisfaction, the way you're going to be treated while you're in our care, if those are important criteria for you, we are going to be the office that you want. Because here's what we believe, and this is why we have to talk about culture and belief. We believe that if you pay $400 or $4,000, if you're not happy, you paid too much. So our responsibility is to establish a fee that the treatment will satisfy you. The results are going to be satisfactory to you for the fee you paid. So I think we have to, we can be really comfortable with that, and we have to have a strength of conviction about that. So I think that's important to talk about that. The other, we talk about insurance, we talk about fees. I think the other I have all these, vocabularies of what to say. I think one of the important things to learn also, and we're not going to get into analytics. That's not what this topic is about. But so many doctors have unscheduled treatment that is sitting out there on their books. And you're saying, where are you jumping here, Deborah? I'm jumping to a comment, a statement, a question that a hygienist should ask a patient. So many times we have, here I've got, Penny, my hygienist, who knows Kevin. She's known Kevin for years. And she said, he's not interested. He doesn't care. He doesn't want it. His insurance isn't going to cover it. I've talked to him about those crowns on the upper right side for years. He doesn't want to do it. He can't afford it. And I stopped talking to you about it. I don't even mention it anymore. And in the morning huddle, I say, don't talk to Kevin about flossing because he doesn't want to hear about flossing. Don't talk to him about those crowns. And sometimes I will say that sometimes familiarity breeds apathy. Not that I don't care, but I think I know you so well, Kevin, as a patient, and I think you don't want to hear it anymore. And I stop talking about it.
Yeah.
If I stop talking about it, patient isn't gonna bring it up. I have to bring it up again. So I think it's really important to teach train our hygienists and teach our hygienists to ask this question before they start anything, after they have reviewed the patient's records, and they probably will have done that either, the night before or prior to the patient coming in. And if I see you, Kevin, you're a patient and you have outstanding treatment that has yet to be scheduled, before I start anything, I'm going to ask you the question. I'm going to say, Kevin, I see that we have treatment that has been scheduled for you that is yet to be completed. And I'm going to back up in my body language, I'm going to lean slightly forward and say, tell me what has prevented you from having that done. And I'm going to eat. So it's not going to be, you need those crowns on the upper right side. Did you want to take care of that today? That sounds like I'm trying to supersize a McDonald's meal. Or, I'm going to say, hey, he's going to talk to you. He's probably going to want to talk to you about those crowns, which almost sounds like I'm denigrating the treatment plan. Or we don't talk about it at all. So I think we need to lead in with that. And the first objection, let's go back to that. Tell me what has prevented you from having that done. The number one is going to be what? Cost. It's going to be money.
Yep.
That's going to be number
money.
Yep. Or it's either going to be it's money or I don't. It's not. But they're not bothering me. That's going to be. But let's go to cost. So, if we talk to the patient about cost, and I think it's important for hygienists to have these language skills, that if the patient says, well, it's expensive. It is a significant investment, isn't it? Think about this. We diagnosed those 5 years ago. Think about what it would have cost you 5 years ago as what it's going to cost you now.
Oh,
it's nice. It's never going to cost you less than now.
Great point.
We can talk into if we can find a way to make that work for your budget, and that's when we can talk about care credit, outside financing. What other concerns do you have? We have a tendency to stop when the patient says money. Oh, yeah, okay. I got 40 minutes. I got to clean your teeth. Let's go. So if you say, if we could, it's never going to cost you less. It would have cost you less 5 years ago, but it's not going to cost you less a year from now. So if we could find a way to make that work for you in your budget, in your finances, what other concerns do you have? So I have to have the rest of the question. Well, they're not bothering me. Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, or time. I mean, it's going to be time, fear, not bothering me. I think the other piece of that is, do they perceive the value for the fee? Do they understand the value and what they're getting? But I think it's important for hygienists to understand that needs to be an important part of the time that they spend with the patient. And I think it needs to be the first part. And once again, I still go into a lot of dental offices, and I love the relationships that hygienists have with their patients, especially long-term patients. I think any strength taken to excess becomes a weakness. And the conversations about cats and movies and food and Yellowstone and who got taken to the train and those are great, but there comes a time I came to you to hear about my dentistry, a quick story, and you got to tell me when it's time for me to stop because I've had a little bit of caffeine.
Let's do the story. Good.
So my former husband, I don't like to call him ex because it sounds icky. He's a great guy. He gave me a beautiful child, but he lives in Seattle, Washington. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. John calls me one day, and this is so poignant. He called me one day. I know his dentist. I think Dana knows his dentist. And he said, hey, can I talk to you about, I need to call Don about my dental bill. And I said, what's going on? His name is John. He says, I got charged for a recall exam. And I said, well, when you were there, John, did he come in the room? And he said, well, yeah. I said, did he have some little pointy things in his hands? And did he go into your mouth with them? And he said, yeah. And he said, but he didn't talk to me about dentistry. He asked me about you and Ross and our daughter, Sophie. He asked me about the movie I'm working on. He asked me about Catherine. He said, it was a social visit. He said, I felt it was a social call. It wasn't a dental exam. It was a social call. Any strength taken to excess becomes a weakness. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful about being so familiar or so familial. That would be an Italian. What's that word? That Italian word, familia. So familiar with the patient, familia, that you forget the patient came to you for their dental expertise. So one of the things you can do is, the American Dental Association recommends that the patient's records are renewed every 5 years. Radiographs. Well, how about we renew the relationship with the patient and say, you know what, Kevin, you have been a patient in our practice for 9 years. It's really time for us to upgrade and update your radiographs. It's also time for us to get new baseline information. So we're going to go back through your mouth as though we've never seen you before. And we're going to gather new baseline, where you were 9 years ago, where you are now, and where we're going in your dental future. And it's time for us to do that for you.
That's fantastic. I love the renewal of the relationship. I think that's a very good point.
It's like renewing a wedding vow.
That's great.
Yeah. It's like when I had, know, I've had a brain tumor in 2011, they couldn't get it all. That's why I have Tourette's. That's why sometimes I swear. I got a little chunk of tumor in there. That makes me, you know, the swear tumor. But I have to go in. I have to go in for an MRI to measure. I have to get new baseline measurements of this little piece of tumor that's in my head. And they measure it against the original and then what it looked like a year ago, what it looked like 3 years ago. We need to do the same thing, but we have to, I think, rather than it's just a recall, it's more than just, it's right. We are now reestablishing the relationship. In fact, here's an interesting statistic, and we'll probably have to close on this. They say that 49% of patients who leave a practice, they leave not because of fees. They don't leave because you moved. They don't leave because of insurance now is no longer involved. They leave because they feel a sense of apathy about who they are in that practice. They don't feel important anymore. It's Ooh. Just a recall.
Wow.
49% of patients leave a practice. They don't feel like they matter anymore. It's just me. It's just Deborah. Nothing new. Yeah. So that's important to have that reinvigoration, that time to reinvigorate and time to ask the questions and time spent with the patient.
Questions, communication, answer. I mean, so many valuable things that we've touched on in this 20 minutes. And oh my gosh, this is a conversation we could have for a whole day.
I know.
But it's condensed, but I definitely want to make sure that people know how they can continue the conversation with you. Is there a website? How's a good way to get a hold of you?
Well, I do have a new website. I have a website, but I actually have a new one in production. But you can still get me through DeborahEngelhartNash.com. So that's still a viable website while the other one's being built out. That's awesome. I love my cell phone number because sometimes, like you, Kevin, you never know what state I'm in. So my website, my cell number is my easiest. So which is 704-904-3459. And if someone has a quick question or they want to continue the conversation, if they want to send me a text to reach out to them, happy to oblige. Absolutely.
Well, Deborah, like I said, I am so thankful you're part of SCN as well as that you took time out of your busy schedule to do this podcast because we covered a lot in a very short amount of time. And
fire hose.
Really appreciate you sharing that.
Truly a fire hose.
That's all right. Hey.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin.
It was such good stuff. Oh, absolutely. And thanks to all of you for listening to this episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast. Hey, to learn more about SCN, speakingconsultingnetwork.com. Deborah is a member. I'm a member. There's so many of us in the dental industry who are members, and we would love to have you as a part of SCN as well. But until next time, this is Kevin Henry signing off for the Dentistry Speaks podcast.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more, visit speakingconsultingnetwork.com. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Dentistry Speaks podcast.